Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. The episode is part of our coverage of the Wikisite 2018 conference that took place in November 2018 in Berkeley, California, where I could meet numerous very interesting people, and some of them I could convince to talk with me in front of this microphone. If you would like to have a general introduction of the meeting, I would recommend you to listen to 134 and then start with this episode. Enjoy, have fun, and here's now the interview. So here's another episode from the Wikisite 2018. I have two ladies with me, both coming from South America, and both of them are working on kind of similar topics, but with a different focus. And maybe you can quickly introduce yourself, and then we go a little bit into the project that you're working on.
Hi, my name is Paula. I'm from Wikimedia Uruguay, and I work in a project called Autores.uy.
Thank you.
My name is Jimena del Río. I am a researcher at the Consejo Nacional de Investigaciones Científicas y Técnicas from Argentina. And I work in digital humanities, mostly in projects that deal with text annotation mapping.
Thank you very much. We discussed already a little bit before, you are not only locally close, but also, let's say, from the approach that you're following. So both of you follow in their communities a open per default approach. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that.
Okay. Imagine that you are in a country in which education is something that should be for everyone, but we have social differences, lots of social differences, and also we have a scientific system that is not robust, strong enough. So our approach to what education and research is in our country is that should be open by default and open to everyone. And this doesn't only deal with how we work and the resources we use, but in projects not only for academics, but open to society. And that can somehow strengthen what people can get through the internet, read through the internet, etc.
Yes, same things happen in Uruguay, and in the project I'm working on, we build a database of orders from Uruguay in order to know what. How is our public domain in Uruguay made of? What are the works that we can access freely? And we want people to know that we have a healthy public domain that they can access to, they can reuse, they can do whatever they want in order to improve his cultural rights.
And you have the luxury situation in your way that your copyright is rather not so restrictive as I heard before, right?
Yeah, in Uruguay, the copyright law says that the copyright of a work, it lasts until 50 years of the death of the author. So in a way, we are trying to make awareness of this situation and how it will resent our access to free culture if the time of copyright goes up to 70 years, for example.
Let's dive a little bit deeper in what your community is exactly doing and what kind of problems you're solving.
In Argentina, we started in 2013 an association on digital humanities, And the idea was to work as a kind of hub for people who were working with technology and humanities and social sciences, but not only with technology, but we're thinking what technology is in the global south, what about the language of technology, what about what happens in the web, and what could we do with our own technologies from the south. And our ideas were to join people from academia, but also people who were outside academia interested in this, in these topics, students. And we started gathering quite a group of people. We have organized three big conferences in Argentina on digital humanities. But from this perspective that I was explaining, this kind of open research practices perspective. And I also started a digital humanities lab at CONICET, that is the National Council for Research in my institute. And our idea as researchers is not only to build digital objects or digital editions, but to think how to have a kind of open workflow in digital humanities, to work with open resources, open software, open methods for collaboration, how to make resource. If we think, and this is my perspective, like if we work with the most open approaches in research, we will have also more replicable, reproducible methods for research in the humanities. And so it is not only like researching or having a research done, but also trying to develop methods and ways of researching that could be reused by others.
So your project is aiming to a different audience, as far as I understood, right?
Yeah, this project is for a broader public, because we want to reach to everyone in Uruguay to know what things they can access to, and make it more available in a way that people with these resources can make other things, can make contributions to knowledge, to culture, to free access, make our cultural heritage important, and be more aware of what can happen if the copyright law is modified to level up the time of copyright. And we also are digitizing books, visual arts, and we are now trying to learn about audio digitization. And this work that we are doing is completely volunteer. We do it because we think that it's right, and we want to change things, and we are doing it in the cultural right field. So that's what we are doing now.
In the case of our project, what we are doing right now, what we started doing right now, is to work with a corpus of texts that were the first texts that described the geography of our region, the Rio de la Plata. And those texts were copyright free, so we could reuse them. We worked on digital editions of those texts that we consider that are really important for our community. And we work with open software that helped us annotating semantically places, events, and people, and georeferencing places. So in that sense, now we have a digital open edition of these digitized books, but this was a kind of collaborative project because we tried to get involved not only people from our laboratory in at CONICET, but historians that knew a lot about those texts, literary scholars who could help us with some problems that these editions from the 19th century had. So in that sense, it was not only a kind of a digital humanities project, but a project that tried to get involved other people and students too, because as these are kind of long chronicles, we did a kind of crowdsourced edition of those texts.
Yeah, I want to add something. Autores.ui is a free database and other countries can replicate what we've been doing, and El Salvador, Argentina, Ecuador has been trying to make similar projects in their countries. And also I want to tell you that we are Wikimedians also, and we integrate many tools from the Wikimedia projects into our project, and we work with other Wikimedians from other countries. We are, for example, some of us are in the digitization user group, and we share information and how-tos on this digitization resources in our third world countries in the cheapest ways of doing it, because all of these we are doing it for free, volunteer, and we want that others can make it as well as we. And also I want to say that we are interdisciplinary group. I'm a librarian, but there's people from informatics, communication, archivist. So that's it.
So you're strongly building on Wikimedia, sort of the infrastructure of the Wikimedia Foundation, as far as I understand, right? So it's very important for you to have access to this, right?
Yeah, I'm here right now at Wikisite trying to study a way for connecting our catalog, our books catalog, with Wikidata. And we're trying to think, to study what's the best way of doing it. Right now we have an ID property on Wikidata for authors from Uruguay. But now we want to move forward to books.
From my perspective, one of the reasons that I'm here is that I strongly believe that academia should make more use of Wikimedia's developments. The case of our country, especially in Argentina, and the state of research and research in humanities and digital humanities, is that for us it's really difficult to have sometimes budget for developing our own corpus. And that is something that in the global north is a reality. There are many national agencies that give money for this, and it is not our case. Mm-hmm. And our case is that we need a more collaborative approach to building projects and to research. And as I mentioned before, open science is how we should be working in the South. So in that sense, I think that we are really aligned with what Wikimedia is doing. So what we are trying to do in digital humanities in Argentina, and this is not what other countries are doing, is to try to collaborate with Wikimedia and to reuse all the developments inside Wikimedia.
May I also ask your personal path into, let's say, this little universe here that we have? How did you come in contact with, let's say, this Wikimedia world and Wikidata and Wikisite?
Well, some years ago, a friend invited me to an editaton. And that's where I entered to this world. And in this editaton, a person showed me Wikidata. I wasn't very fond of Wikipedia, but when he showed me Wikidata and how to integrate information from the Wikidata to Wikipedia, it blew my mind. I loved it, and that's where I began to work in the Wikimedia movement. And well, right now I'm in the board of Wikimedia Uruguay, and we're making technical work, but we also make some like political work, trying to give space to minority groups in our country through Wikipedia, like Afro-descendant movements, women movements, and now we are trying to also to engage GLAM institutions in the workflow of the Wikimedia projects, because like Jimena said, we need some things that people from the global north have for granted, and we don't have that many things, and so we are trying to show them that they can use these tools to promote access, better access to resources that we have that are really, really important.
What is your way into this universe?
In my case, I did my PhD and I stayed for a long time working in Spain in what was firstly called New Technologies inside academia, and then Digital Humanities, Humanidades Digitales in Spanish. And when I moved back to my country by the end of 2013, I decided that I wanted to get in touch with people who were working in Digital Humanities, and the first people who answered my call, I did a kind of open call to many universities and centers where the Wikimedia people, and they said, oh, this is cool, and we have many things for you. And surprisingly for me, at the beginning, it was difficult to understand why they were interested in me, because this didn't happen in Europe. You know, in Europe, academia was just apart from everything. And when I had a first meeting with them, it was really interesting how I found so many things that I could be doing with them. So we started some kind of small projects. Also, we did some editathons with the people from Wikimedia. And we're working in like trying to strengthen more our work in Argentina, also with the Academia Argentina de Letras, in this moment, who are like digitizing and working with Wikimedia to show their cultural heritage too. So we are now many different institutions and individuals who are like working together with the Wikimedia people. So yeah, that's how I entered in this world.
From my perspective, this might be just, it's rather limited, but if I look in to the countries of South America, I see a strong support for, let's say, open source tools in general, but also the open content community, wiki media, and so on. Would you share this, or would you think the same, that there is a strong support, maybe more than in other parts of the world? It's just my feeling. I'm not sure if you have maybe a good comparison, because you've been in both sites now, but would you confirm that, or what's your opinion?
What I can say from my experience is that academias in the global north are sometimes spaces that are closed sometimes to society. It means you have to be a scholar You have to have a career, so then you're inside academia. In our countries, mostly in our public universities, where public education is, that means public, it's free. Free forever. You don't have to pay a single coin for your education. So that means that our academia is more open to society. You don't have to be a student to attend a class at the University of Buenos Aires. The door is open, you can get in, you can be there, a kind of like open student. So this is a kind of other perspective that we have that is really good. That's what I think that has made our build a more open vision of what research should be. But it is not always like roses there. Research in our countries needs to be open sometimes because institutions do not have money to support the work of researchers, and this is our reality. And sometimes there are many other political issues that help that do not help researchers in their work. So this is what happens. If your institution isn't giving you support, you have to go to look for support with others. So you don't go to academia to look for methods, software, resources. You go wherever you can. And if you find open spaces like this, okay, you will join them and you will do your work with them. So in some cases, they are like, these are the pros and the cons, but this has been like helping to build, from my point of view, what our a more open approach to work in libraries and to research too. So research is not a kind of like so closed activity inside academia. Of course, there are many barriers, there are many issues. It's not that everything is fine and where everyone is collaborating. That is not a picture that people should have from the South, because that's not what's happening. But the group or the people, the individuals who are really interested in this, we find our own way to do our research and not waiting maybe for institutions to give us support.
I think in the open access movement, there's different perspectives. And one of them is like, open should be open because like free market, everything should be free. And there's another perspective in which people think that open should be open because it's a right to be able to access to knowledge. And what I think is happening is that this tension between these perspectives in our countries is there, it's happening, but the perspective from Richard Stallman, I think it's stronger than the other one, because we need open access. We don't choose open access, we need it.
If you could wish you something, what would it be for your work, for your country, and maybe for the community there?
I wish to continue working in this kind of like open research practices that we are building. I also wish that I had more support from our institutions, and our institutions really get engaged with our work. In Argentina, we have a law that regulates open information, access to information, but sometimes having a law is not enough. Then you need to put that into practice. So I wish that that will become a reality, and that would help us also working in better and bigger projects in our institutions.
Yeah. Kind of like Jimena said, I would like to be more, to have more security doing what I do. Because in Uruguay, we have some a very restricted copyright law, and we have something called dominio público pagante. In English, it would be like paying public domain. That means that using public domain resources, we have to pay the state, the government, for using these materials. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And in the practical, we don't pay them, and we are not demanding that we pay them. But if someday they wanna do it, they can do it. And this is really strange, and we feel insecure doing this. We do it anyway because we have to do it. But I would love to see a copyright reform that allow us to do this work freely and to have limitations for libraries and GLAM institutions. In Uruguay, it is forbidden now to take a book out of a library. The préstamo, el préstamo.
Loan.
The loan is forbidden. So, because it's a law from 1930 made in a dictatorship government. So we have a lot to work on, make people aware of what's happening in our own country and people from outside to tell them what's happening with our access to knowledge.
What have we missed to talk about?
Well, I one thing that I noticed coming to this conference, to this kind of conference, it's the difference between the situations in global north and global south, like the difference between the situations is enormous, and that kind of makes me wonder about the responsibility that GLAM institutions and people from the global north have with this situation, with this kind of situations. And I would like to make not to for them to be more more in touch with us, with our perspective, with our situation.
Yeah, my reflection was on that way. I think that one of the challenges that we have now in research is how do we combine global and local approaches. Our work tends to think in global terms, what we are doing here. However, then going back to our places is going back to localness. And then how do you put these things that you are listening here into practice when you go back home? Most of the times the distance is so big, what Paula was saying, that you can only take maybe a very small 1% of what you have heard here to put into practice at home. And that is a real challenge. So if we want a global community, we should be all committed to that.
Yeah.
And not just committed to our own agendas and our global agendas. Our global agendas should be like listening to local agendas too, and see how we like stay there like halfway and we listen to others. Because if not, like real work will never happen. We will just have good intentions and good theories, but never good practices.
Yes, I hope you enjoy the stay here in Wikisite a little bit more. We haven't talked about the community meetings here so far. Did you like it here? What was your main impression, maybe?
Yeah, I like it. I think I'm taking with me tools, some tools to work on autores to present to my partners there and see what we can do with these resources down there and with our project.
in my case, it is the first time that I attend a Wikimedia event outside Argentina. I had been to other events in which Wikimedia was present in other countries, but not in this one. So I think it was really enriching from my point of view. And I take many ideas back home that I would like to put into practice. But I would also like to stay in touch with the people who were here to help me put that into practice, because if that doesn't happen, it won't be a reality.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. Or maybe we can quickly add, if somebody is interested in helping or joining your activities, how can they find you?
Well, they can. Yeah, Twitter is arroba at autores y guión bajo
dash
UY.
And my username in Twitter is Jimena del R, and this is GIMENADELR. So that's my Twitter username. However, if you put Humanidades Digitales Conicet, you will find my project.
Yeah, our webpage is autores.uy.
Great. And we will also try to link this in the blog.
So thank you.
Thank you guys so much for your time, and enjoy Wikisite. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.